It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. And there's no better time to score big savings on unforgettable gifts. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air-chilled chicken, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.
When it comes to the world of paranormal investigation, few names stand out like Peter Underwood, a meticulous researcher, a gifted writer, and a true gentleman of ghost hunting. Underwood dedicated his life to uncovering the mysteries of the supernatural. His work wasn't just about chasing shadows. He combined skepticism with open-minded curiosity, blending historical research with first-hand experience to document hauntings in a way few others could. Through his many books, from Nights in Haunted Houses to The Ghost Hunters, Who They Are and What They Do, he painted vivid pictures of haunted locations and the people who dared to investigate them. He wasn't just a collector of ghost stories, he was a storyteller who made you feel as though you were standing beside him in the dark corridors of an ancient manor, waiting for something to stir. Underwood's approach to ghost hunting was both scientific and deeply respectful of the spirits he sought to understand. His influence on the field is undeniable, and his books continue to inspire those of us who seek to explore the unknown. Peter Underwood's lifelong fascination with ghosts began with a personal experience he had as a child. When he was around 9 years old, he claimed to have seen the ghost of his grandfather. According to Underwood, his grandfather had passed away at the family home in Letchworth, Hertfordshire, when Peter was still very young. Not long after his grandfather's death, Underwood was in the house when he saw a clear, unmistakable figure of his grandfather standing at the foot of the stairs. The apparition appeared solid, not misty or transparent, and was so lifelike that young Peter believed for a moment that his grandfather was still alive. However, as he looked closer, the figure slowly faded away. This experience left a deep impression on Underwood. Unlike many who might dismiss such an event as imagination or trick of the light, he was struck by its clarity and realism. Instead of fearing the paranormal, he became fascinated by it, setting him on a lifelong journey to explore hauntings with a rational but open-minded approach. Underwood often reflected on this childhood encounter in interviews and writings, acknowledging that it was one of the key moments that sparked his interest in ghost hunting. He remained convinced that what he saw was real, and that it played a role in shaping his career as one of the most respected paranormal investigators of his time. Here on Paratalk, I share that same passion for the unexplained, and in many ways, we owe investigators like Peter Underwood a great debt. So, let's take a moment to appreciate the man, the legend, and the ghost hunter who reminded us all that the world is full of strange and wonderful things, if only we dare to look a little beyond the veil. Peter Underwood played a key role in the evolution of the Ghost Club, the world's oldest organization dedicated to paranormal investigation. Originally founded in the mid-19th century, the club had been home to legendary figures such as Charles Dickens, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and Harry Price. However, in 1960, after the death of then-President Harry Price, the club fell into a period of stagnation. Underwood, already an established investigator and author, took on the presidency of the Ghost Club in 1962. Under his leadership, he revitalized the organization, shifting its focus from purely theoretical discussions to active field investigations. He encouraged members to conduct on-site research, emphasizing historical analysis, witness testimony, and first-hand exploration of haunted locations. However, by the early 1970s, internal disagreements arose. Some members of the original Ghost Club preferred a more traditional academic approach, while Underwood wanted to modernize and expand its investigative reach. In 1973, this led him to break away and form the Ghost Club Society, a separate organization dedicated to hands-on paranormal research. Underwood's Ghost Club Society was distinct in its methods and mission. Unlike the older Ghost Club, which functioned more as a discussion group, Underwood Society actively pursued ghost investigations, using both historical research and direct fieldwork. The group visited haunted sites across the UK, conducting vigils and interviews while documenting their findings in a scientific and methodical way. Underwood ensured that the Society maintained credibility. He encouraged members to approach cases with skepticism while remaining open to the possibility of genuine hauntings. He also fostered a sense of inclusivity, welcoming both seasoned researchers and those simply fascinated by the supernatural. The Ghost Club Society continued to operate for years under Underwood's leadership, conducting high-profile investigations and publishing reports on hauntings across Britain. His work with the Society cemented his legacy as one of the most influential paranormal researchers of the 20th century. Even after his passing in 2014, Underwood's influence on the field remains strong. His dedication to blending history with hands-on ghost hunting inspired countless investigators, and his books continue to be regarded as essential reading for anyone interested in the paranormal. Peter Underwood approached paranormal investigations with a methodical and disciplined strategy, blending historical research, first-hand witness accounts, and careful on-site observation. His preparation process was meticulous and reflected his commitment to uncovering genuine hauntings rather than sensationalizing them. Before setting foot in a haunted location, Underwood would conduct extensive historical research. This involved examining old maps, property records, and historical documents to understand the site's background, searching for any documented deaths, tragedies, or significant events that might explain reported hauntings, studying folklore and local legends associated with the location to distinguish between fact and myth. Underwood placed great importance on first-hand testimony. He would interview residents, staff, or visitors who had experienced paranormal activity, compare multiple accounts to identify common patterns and eliminate inconsistencies, take detailed notes, often recording dates, times, and descriptions of each sighting. While Underwood was open to spiritual explanations, he believed in using rational investigation techniques. His methods included conducting overnight vigils to observe activity firsthand, recording temperature changes, unusual sounds, and unexplained movements, using cameras and audio recording devices, though he relied more on direct observation than heavy gadgetry, experimenting with controlled tests, such as leaving objects in a specific position to detect movement. Unlike some investigators, Underwood never rushed to label an experience as paranormal. He sought logical explanations first, considering factors such as psychological influences, fear and expectation playing tricks on witnesses, environmental factors, drafts, old pipes or natural light distortions, historical misinterpretations, misread folklore or exaggerated past events. However, if no rational explanation could be found, he would document the case as a genuine unexplained phenomenon. After concluding an investigation, Underwood meticulously recorded his findings, often publishing them in his books. His detailed, journalistic style set him apart, ensuring that even skeptics could appreciate his research. Underwood's preparation and investigative techniques influenced generations of ghost hunters, setting a standard for thorough, respectful, and evidence-based research. His blend of historical knowledge and in-field investigation remains a model for paranormal researchers today. One of Peter Underwood's earliest and most significant cases was his involvement in the investigations of Borley Rectory, often called the most haunted house in England. The rectory had gained notoriety due to the investigations of famed ghost hunter Harry Price, and Underwood, fascinated by the reports, decided to explore the case himself. Underwood's personal connection to Borley began after Price's death in 1948 when he gained access to Price's files. Underwood meticulously examined the claims of ghostly nuns, phantom carriages, and poltergeist activity, seeking to separate fact from fiction. Though Borley Rectory itself had burned down in 1939, the stories surrounding it continued, and Underwood was instrumental in keeping the case alive through his research and writings. He revisited the accounts of witnesses and even interviewed locals who had experienced the hauntings firsthand. Unlike Price, who leaned toward the dramatic, Underwood approached Bawley with a careful balance of skepticism and open-minded inquiry, laying the foundation for his later reputation as a methodical and respected investigator. Bawley Rectory remained a lifelong interest for Underwood, and he continued to write about it in books such as The Ghosts of Bawley, 1973, offering one of the most in-depth analyses of the famous haunting. His early work on Bawley established him as a serious paranormal researcher and shaped his investigative style for decades to come. Following his work on Bawley Rectory, Underwood turned his attention to the ancient Ram Inn, one of England's most notoriously haunted buildings. The inn had a long history of reported hauntings, including claims of poltergeist activity, ghostly apparitions, and even demonic entities. Originally built in 1145, the ancient Ram Inn served various purposes over the centuries. The inn's history is marred by tales of murder, alleged pagan rituals, and even human sacrifices, contributing to its ominous reputation. Underwood's meticulous approach involved interviewing witnesses, conducting overnight vigils, and researching the inn's history. While he maintained a skeptical perspective, he acknowledged that some of the reported phenomena at the ancient Ram Inn defied conventional explanation, adding to the location's mystique. His investigation into the ancient Ram Inn is detailed in his book Nights in Haunted Houses, where he provides first-hand accounts and analyses of his experiences in various haunted locations across Britain. One particularly compelling case is that of Eaton Vicarage, where Underwood and his team encountered a malevolent presence. Eaton Vicarage had a history of reported paranormal activity, including unexplained noises, apparitions, and a pervasive sense of unease among its residents. The most alarming reports involved physical attacks on the vicar's wife, who claimed to have been throttled by an invisible force. Underwood, accompanied by members of the Ghost Club Society, conducted an overnight vigil at the vicarage to observe and document any paranormal occurrences. They spoke with the vicar and his wife to gather first-hand accounts of their experiences. The team monitored temperature fluctuations and other environmental changes that might indicate a paranormal presence. They maintained a watchful presence throughout the night, noting any unusual occurrences. During their vigil, the team experienced several unexplained phenomena. They heard knocking sounds and footsteps in areas known to be unoccupied. Sudden and localized drops in temperature were recorded, often preceding other phenomena. Some team members reported feelings of being watched or touched by unseen entities. While the investigation did not capture definitive evidence of the malevolent force reported by the vicar's wife, the documented experiences added credibility to the claims of paranormal activity at Eaton Vicarage. Underwood's investigation into Eaton Vicarage exemplifies his methodical approach to paranormal research, combining first-hand accounts with scientific observation. His work in Nights in Haunted Houses offers readers a chilling glimpse into Britain's haunted heritage. Newark Park House, with its rich history dating back to the 16th century, has long been associated with tales of hauntings and unexplained occurrences. Underwood's investigation aimed to explore these claims systematically. During this investigation, based around a particular staircase where the phenomena had been heard, Underwood and his team reportedly captured disembodied voices. According to Underwood, they heard two clear voices, a male voice stating, "It's looking," followed by a female voice saying, "It's looking at us." These auditory phenomena were particularly compelling due to their clarity and the context in which they were recorded. This incident is one of many that Underwood documented throughout his career, showcasing his methodical approach to paranormal research and his commitment to exploring and understanding unexplained phenomena. Peter Underwood was not only a renowned paranormal investigator, but also a prolific author. He wrote over 50 books on ghosts, hauntings, and paranormal phenomena, making him one of the most influential figures in the field. His writing is known for its meticulous research, balanced approach, and engaging storytelling. Some of his most notable works include Nights in Haunted Houses, a collection of first-hand accounts of his overnight investigations in some of Britain's most haunted locations, The Ghosts of Bawley, an in-depth exploration of the infamous Bawley Rectory, often called the most haunted house in England, Haunted Gardens, a unique take on hauntings that occur in outdoor settings, from ancient ruins to private gardens, The Ghost Hunter's Guide, a practical guide for aspiring ghost hunters, detailing methods of investigation and equipment used, No Common Task, a personal reflection on his career as a ghost hunter, including some of his most compelling cases, Death in Hollywood, an exploration of the mysterious and allegedly haunted deaths of Hollywood celebrities. Hauntings, new light on famous cases, revisiting well-known haunting cases with new perspectives and evidence. Underwood's books are not just collections of ghost stories, but are detailed investigations that reflect his rigorous methodology and skeptical yet open-minded approach to the paranormal. His legacy as an author continues to inspire readers and investigators alike. His greatest legacy lies in his ability to keep the stories of the past alive. Through his books and investigations, he connected generations to the spirits of history. Even after his passing in 2014, his work continues to inspire new seekers of the supernatural. Peter Underwood dedicated his life to exploring the shadows and whispers of the unknown, not to prove or disprove, but to understand. His journey reminds us that the world is still full of mystery, waiting for those brave enough to seek the truth. Thank you for joining me on this journey into the life and investigations of Peter Underwood. I hope you found his stories as fascinating and thought-provoking as I did. Your support and curiosity keep this podcast alive, and it's listeners like you who make exploring the unknown all the more exciting. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing, leaving a review, or sharing this episode with fellow fans of the paranormal. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember, sometimes the shadows have stories to tell.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. There's no better time to shop for everyone on your list. And when you shop omahasteaks.com today, you'll get an additional $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. With Omaha Steaks, you can slay your gift list and send a perfect assortment that everyone will love. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air chilled chicken, decadent desserts, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list, and every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop the Cyber Sale now at omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code HOLIDAYGIFT. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.